Hightower calls AirVenture solid. A Norwegian flight school orders Cessna Skycatchers. And Piedmont flight attendants begin a strike vote. This is Aero News for Thursday, August 2, 2012. I'm Glenn Moyer. Official attendance numbers for AirVenture 2012 show the number of people through the turnstiles topped 500,000, but just barely. EAA President and CEO Rod Hightower said that 508,000 people attended the show, adding, quote, "That is a tremendous total considering the intensely hot weather, storms, and struggles in the overall economy," end quote. Still, the numbers are down from the previous 2 years, including the infamous Sloshkosh of 2010. Last year, EAA reported 541,000 people came to Wisconsin for the show, and the previous year, with persistent rains causing widespread flooding across the grounds leading up to the show, 535,000 people and 10,000 airplanes arrived at Whitman Regional Airport. The event set an attendance record back in 2009, reporting 578,000 visitors. Even so, Hightower was satisfied with the show and said, quote, "This was a solid year at AirVenture, and most importantly, it was a safe event," end quote. Hightower went on to promise bigger and better things for 2013. Pilot Academy of Sandefjord, Norway, placed orders for 3 Cessna 162 Skycatchers last week during AirVenture in Oshkosh. Company executives noted that the effort to facilitate EASA certification by moving the Skycatcher into the primary category with the FAA played a large role in the decision. The school already uses Cessna aircraft, and officials said, quote, "We feel this is the next natural step in attracting greater interest in our flight school and provides a fantastic aircraft for introducing new students to aviation," end quote. Cessna's announcement at AirVenture that they would seek primary category status for the Skycatcher in Europe cemented the decision that the aircraft was the right one for Pilot Academy. Piedmont Airlines flight attendants, represented by the Association of Flight Attendants, CWA, have begun casting votes on whether to authorize a strike at the carrier after unproductive negotiations. Strike vote ballots have been sent to the over 200 flight attendants, and a vote count is scheduled for August 17th. Piedmont is a wholly owned subsidiary of U.S. Airways Group, Inc., and operates as a U.S. Airways Express carrier. Piedmont Airlines is headquartered in Salisbury, Maryland, and provides over 400 daily departures to 55 cities throughout the eastern United States and Canada, including Charlotte, North Carolina, Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, Charlottesville, Virginia, Roanoke, Virginia, and Harrisburg, Pennsylvania. In a vote held Wednesday, 48% of the shareholders in Republic Airways Holdings cast ballots backing the appointment of an independent chairman of the board. The Teamsters Unions says that the vote indicates current CEO and Chairman Brian Bedford faces growing investor concerns about what they say is the company's mismanagement and weak governance structure as, quote, "worker unrest spreads through the airline," end quote. The company moved its meeting this year from its hometown of Indianapolis, Indiana, to the offices of its legal counsel in New York City. Noticeably absent from the meeting were any independent directors, with Bedford and one other representative from management in attendance to hear shareholder concerns. With the Secretary of Transportation scheduled to develop a comprehensive plan for non-government drones as soon as November, Congressman Edward J. Markey released on Wednesday a discussion draft of legislation entitled the Drone Aircraft Privacy and Transparency Act of 2012 that would ensure that privacy considerations are included in the rulemaking process for licenses for unmanned aircraft systems, commonly known as drones. The FAA estimates that by 2020 there could be 30,000 drones in use over American skies. Many are designed to carry surveillance equipment, including video cameras, infrared thermal imagers, radar, and wireless network sniffers, with the capability of collecting sensitive information from the skies above. Representative Markey, senior member of the Energy and Commerce Committee and co-chair of the Congressional Bipartisan Privacy Caucus, said, quote, "Drones are already flying in U.S. airspace, with thousands more to come, but with no privacy protections or transparency measures in place. We are entering a brave new world, and just because a company soon will be able to register a drone license shouldn't mean that company can turn it into a cash register by selling consumer information. The time to implement privacy protections is now," end quote. When Aero News continues, the 99s have a new international president. NASA is essential to national security. And an Oklahoma land grab gone bad?
Diamond Aircraft's D-Jet is the ultimate private aircraft for the owner-flown market, offering simplicity of operation, safety, and affordability. Imagine starting the turbine with a simple push of a button. Push the single-lever throttle forward. Monitor your flight on the cutting-edge G1000 with integrated autopilot and enjoy the reliability, performance, smoothness, and quiet of turbine power. Visit Diamond on the web at www.diamondair.com or call 888-359-3222.
Aero News continues now for Thursday, August the 2nd. I'm Glenn Moyer. The 99s, an international organization of women licensed pilots, recently installed 71-year-old Martha Phillips of Newbury Park, California, as its latest international president. The 5,000-member organization is headquartered in Oklahoma City. Its first president was Amelia Earhart. The Ventura County Star reports that Phillips has been a longtime member of the organization, serving in a variety of positions. She has served as governor of the Southwest Section covering five states and co-chaired the International Conference in Hawaii in 2010. Phillips received her pilot certificate in 1987. She and her husband Art, who is also a licensed pilot, fly a Cessna 172 nicknamed Bluebird, which they've owned for over 30 years. She told the paper that she really didn't intend to get a pilot's license, but wanted to be able to land the plane if her husband were to become incapacitated. But once she started to learn, she went on to earn her private pilot certificate. Now, as international president of the 99s, Phillips will fly across the country, appearing at chapter meetings and other events. One of her first appearances as president was at AirVenture last week. Maintaining and advancing an international leadership role in space is an essential component of national security for the United States, according to a new report published by TASC, Inc. The report details ways in which NASA can strengthen the country's national space security posture, foster international collaboration, and benefit the economy, even during times of budget austerity. With approximately 60 nations now operating in space and the expertise of other space agencies on the rise, U.S. space technology superiority is rapidly being challenged. Maintaining U.S. leadership in space is complicated by the facts that NASA, the Department of Defense, the intelligence community, and even the private sector aerospace industry all face stagnant or declining budgets for the foreseeable future. Furthermore, as the luster of previous space shuttle and older moon missions fade away, many Americans wonder whether space exploration remains essential to our nation's future. In fact, the report says, quote, NASA's ability to advance aerospace technologies impacts everything from the security of our existing space infrastructure to the development of items most Americans use every day, such as GPS-enabled cell phones. Bombardier Aerospace announced Tuesday that the conditional order placed by WestJet, an Alberta partnership, has been confirmed to a firm purchase agreement for up to 45 Q400 next-gen airliners. The transaction includes 20 firm-ordered Q400s and options for an additional 25 more. WestJet will be the fifth operator and fourth airline in Canada to put the Q400 into service, joining approximately 40 other operators around the world. The FAA has sent a report to city officials in Woodard, Oklahoma, saying a land swap deal, quote, inappropriately transferred title to airport land to the Municipal Authority for Industrial Development Purposes, end quote. The city is reportedly looking into the questionable deal. According to the report, about 135 acres on the east side of West Woodward Airport were acquired by the city back in 1998. The acquisition agreement said that any monies realized from the sale or lease of the property were to be used to cover airport capital or operating expenses. But the Woodward News reports that the FAA document indicates that the Woodward Municipal Authority very quickly obtained control over the land and has used all proceeds of the sale or lease of the land for its own purposes. The report now says that not only should the title of the land be returned to the airport, but that the money the WMA has collected from sales or leases should retroactively be paid back to the airport account, and the majority of the repayments should be completed in 45 days. Understandably, city officials said that the issues involved, particularly in some of the long-term lease deals, would make that, quote, complicated, end quote, with many issues to be resolved. Complicated or not, it seems at first glance that this might be a case of some Oklahoma Sooners who made a land grab a little too soon. Not wanting to overstay our welcome, the sooner we leave sometimes, the better. And so we know when it's time for us to go, and that time today is now. I'm Glenn Moyer. We thank you for listening. You're now cleared for departure.